Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Well, the debate around indoor dining in New York City is quickly becoming less about health and safety and more about politics. WCBS's Steve Burns is following all the twists and turns here, and he joins us now. Now, Steve, we heard from both the mayor and the governor about this. Let's start with the governor. What did he have to say?
Hey, Linda, I'm guessing this isn't coming as much of a surprise to anyone who's been listening over these last several months to hear that there's yet another rift between the governor and the mayor. This one, of course, over indoor dining in the city. So the governor told reporters that he wants to start up indoor dining in the city, but the only thing that's holding him back is what he sees as a lack of enforcement in the city. He said the state has had to come in and do a lot of it with state resources, and that just won't be sustainable if indoor dining starts up in the five boroughs. So the governor kind of skipped right over the mayor and said he's talking with the city council speaker, Corey Johnson, about what can be done to beef up enforcement. The governor said he wants an NYPD task force of a few thousand officers. Right now, that enforcement is being done by the city sheriff's office. They have about 150 deputies.
And Mayor de Blasio was holding his press conference at the same time as the governor. How did he respond to this?
It was interesting. I know several reporters were going back and forth between press conferences to try and get kind of real-time responses out of these two. The mayor, I think, did his best to stay above the fray. He said he doesn't feel slighted that the governor's talking to Speaker Johnson about this. He said the city and state do work well together. There's a harmony. But then he said he's not going to respond to the governor directly. He did say the NYPD is already plenty busy. They have a lot they're dealing with right now. He did take something of a shot at the governor. He said if the governor actually wants the city to do more, then Cuomo should finally let the city start borrowing money to help get it out of its budget mess. The city needs permission from the state to borrow money, and so far the governor has refused to give that permission.
Well, the governor said his concerns were around enforcement. Well, what do the numbers show about how much enforcement is actually happening in the city?
Well, we know at last check the city is handing out way more summonses and violations than any other jurisdiction in New York State. A lot of places are just giving out warnings or kind of gentle reminders. But we're also hearing reports from individual restaurants who say the enforcement is actually going too far the other way. It's actually too heavy-handed. There was a press conference in Harlem this morning where some minority-owned restaurant owners so they felt like they were being unfairly targeted, that they weren't given any time to fix the mistakes that were pointed out before they were ordered to be closed or had their liquor licenses taken away. So opinions here definitely vary on this, but either way, Governor Cuomo hasn't given any kind of hard numbers to back up his claim that this is a problem unique to the city.
WCBS reporter Steve Burns, who will continue following this for us.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.